This is Relationship, a podcast presenting a gay look at traditional relationships and values with your hosts, the Cotellis. I am Marco.
And I'm Tony.
We're back, finally.
Happy not Wednesday, husband.
Happy not Wednesday.
But happy anniversary week.
Happy anniversary week. Hello, listeners. We're back.
Hola.
It is Friday, which means that it's not Wednesday.
That is what Friday means.
Which means
it also means it's better than Wednesday.
Correct. Which means that our podcast did not come out. So just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a background, it is our anniversary week.
Our wedding anniversary
week. Our wedding anniversary week. So because it's our wedding anniversary week, we wanted to release the episode a little bit closer to our wedding anniversary. That is actually on the 28th. Just because we wanted to make sure that we were able to do that. So you guys have a whole weekend of listening to our sweet, sweet voices.
You do. And not to be self-indulgent, but we wanted to use our relationship as a vehicle for the feature this week. The discussion, etc.
So buckle your seatbelts because we're going to talk about ourselves a whole lot.
Hang on to your yellow teeth.
Hang on to your yellow teeth indeed. How are you?
Madly in love. How are you?
I am good. That's fun to hear.
It is fun.
We just got back from a wedding.
We did.
And so love was in the air.
That and several other things like alcohol and straight boys that didn't want to be straight with us.
Yeah, as a disclaimer,
weird.
Heterosexual boys, getting drunk and then saying that you would fuck us is not cute.
It was a thing. I wouldn't say it was new because it happens to all
it
of
literally
us,
happens
right?
Consistently.
You get that little question mark, and it's weird. But this was extra weird. I don't know. Like, I've known it to be true throughout my lifetime, but in Michigan.
Well, I mean, I think that that's where it would happen most, right?
Apparently.
It was so interesting because the party was broken up into, what, three different groups of people. There were the very rednecky type guys that were, like, not into us at all and stood on the opposite end of the entire wedding
so that I have to
cross our paths.
I have to describe them to you. They were early 50s, overweight, bearded, and at a wedding wearing duck hunting gear.
Yeah, I mean, look, granted, it's like rural Michigan, so we kind of expected people to be able to do that, but it was just very interesting.
I just want to give a visual. That's one group.
So there was that group of people. Mm-hmm. Then there were the heterosexual guys that were getting drunk that were like really like a little too fond of us. And then there were the heterosexual women, so the wives of a lot of these guys who were really into us and either divulged way too much information that we did not want to know, or B, were trying to like dance up on us because, of course, dancing up on the gays is like the fun thing to do, right?
I saw so many panties.
It's a lot, right?
It was a lot of panties.
It was so weird. It was
I was 20.
It was so bizarre. So yes, a couple of straight guys ended up getting drunk and either telling me and Tony that they wanted to sleep with us or that they don't know what it is about us or one of us or anything like that, but they're really attracted to us. And just all of this other, it was just really weird.
There was a lot of really good food served at the wedding, but Marco and I could have ordered a couple of sandwiches if we wanted.
Very well played, sir.
Thank you.
It was very interesting.
But we did not want, just to be clear.
All in all, it was a beautiful wedding.
It was wonderful. The people were lovely. We laughed. We had a great time. We danced. We were fools. We celebrated a great love. An absolutely
Celia
great love.
Looked so beautiful.
And Kenny was ridiculous and danced like a fool. And like,
I love Kenny.
I adore him. And
he's like one of my favorite people
He did the worm. Air quotes.
Yeah, he did a worm adjacent kind of dance move. But it was like very interesting.
It was so good.
It was lovely.
We had such a good time.
Yeah. Michigan, you hold a special place in our little hearts because that was a really fun event.
It was great. You definitely got a lot of mud on our Mustang, but
oh,
it happens.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, we drove a Mustang while
we did
were
drive
out there.
A Mustang.
That was kind of cool.
You'll be paying for it.
That's what you think.
That's true.
I paid for it plenty.
You
trust
did not.
Me.
You did not.
Well, I've been with you for 2 years. I think I paid for it.
2 years.
Married for 2 years. 9 years worth of being together. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. Anyways, how about we hop into our hashtag gay relationship goals?
Hippity hop.
So as a reminder, every week, Tony and I are picking a wonderful queer couple, and we will highlight them as our hashtag gay relationship goals. Our hope is to bring these relationships to the forefront and give a sense of positivity and perspective to the gay relationship narrative. If you and your partner are interested in becoming our hashtag gay relationship goals, or if there is a queer relationship that you admire and would like to bring to our attention, please reach out to us, tag us on some of these adorable couples' photos on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Our handle is @podrelationship. Tony and I will take a look at these photos and posts and could potentially highlight you and your partner on an episode of the podcast.
Who are we featuring this week?
Funny you should ask.
Ha ha ha.
This week we are highlighting us.
Oh, how self-indulgent.
I know we're going to be real narcissistic for an hour.
About an hour.
Interesting. No, so this week I wanted to highlight us as the hashtag gay relationship goals. I think we spend a lot of time recognizing really beautiful relationships and wonderful couples in the community. And I wanted to pay attention to us this week. You know, we're celebrating our wedding anniversary. And we have had a very long 9-year road together. And I think there's a lot to highlight that is really cool about it. So we don't have a couple's Instagram page, which is something that's
pod relationship.
I mean, but that highlights everyone else, that's which true. Is very interesting. So you guys could definitely follow me on mine if you wanted to, because there's some fun images of us together on there. And I am @mdotcot. That's m.cot. But I don't know. One of the things that I love the most about our relationship is how polar opposite we are.
Totally.
I think it's really interesting because we as a couple that are not similar to one another at all have managed to find a really wonderful way of being connected to one another and learning from each other because of our differences. And I think that that is something that is I don't know, really rare in relationships, because I think all too often people get into relationships with like somebody that's just like them. Cue Adele, someone like you. but what I like about us is that we could not be more different, and we managed to make it work.
It's true. You know what, I'm going to treat this like a regular hashtag gay relationship call. Sure. What I love about this couple is, above all else, the longevity. There is a lot to be said for putting up with another human being who is not your blood for an extended amount of time. I look to my grandparents, who've been together over 7 decades, which I think is incredible. And I knew I could marry you when I thought you and I could reach that milestone too. Mm. You know, you are incredibly patient with me, and I am a person who requires a great deal of patience, and I know that about myself.
Preach.
Shut the fuck up. and you have stuck it out. And I think what is really striking for me is you and I, being polar opposites, we often clash. And you and I both are able to clash, say our piece, and be in love with each other again 5 minutes later. Additionally, you and I have been together for nearly a decade, and I'm still smitten with you. Like, I'm playing footsie with you right now. And I love
giving
that.
Giving away all of our
It's fine.
Secrets.
It's fine. It's adorable. it's endearing. You know, I love that I get to be me with you. So you were out of town, and I bought like $150 worth of Halloween decorations for the apartment because I thought we always spend money on Christmas. We should have some things for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like tchotchkes, as you call them, and you don't like, I don't know. I don't want to say trashy things.
Knickknacks.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You don't like that. But I have dozens of those around. And you either put up with them or completely aren't bothered by them. Which I think is just lovely.
It's a little bit of both. I'll be honest with you. I never, and for me, it's always been a matter of, like, I don't care if you have that stuff around. It just has to fit within our decor. Mm-hmm. So if it's something that's, like, different or drags attention to, like, a different place, then I'm not with it. But if it's something that can be, like, intertwined with what we have visually, then it's good. So when I was gone, you decorated everything, and I came back, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is, like, in the way, and this doesn't make sense there, and blah, blah, blah. So what
you
I
moved a couple things.
So I just moved things around a little bit.
But they're still here.
But they're still here. I did not throw anything away. So it's really good. But yeah, I mean, I do allow you to do what you want. Like, you live in this space too, so you have to have stuff that you want and like as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, and you brought up another very valid point, which is escaping me right now, but
oh good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
We were talking about, you said we are so polar opposite, and we do manage to clash every once in a while. I consistently say, and I mean this with so much love, that, like, you do drive me, you drive me crazier than anybody mm-hmm. I've ever met before, in
Ditto.
Both a good and a bad way.
Ditto, yeah. I get it.
But the fact that you drive me crazy is not something that scares me. Like, it's something that I'm completely okay with. And I'm okay to learn and figure out and maneuver about the relationship to make sure that we are in a good place because of it. And so I do. I try to make sure that we're in a good place behind it. And it doesn't always work out the right way all the time. But we do try. We put forth the effort into it. And that makes me excited.
You know, I don't believe that all growth has to come from drama. But I do believe that tension actually comes from a space of caring. And so while it's not the ideal situation, it would be great to be, like, super emotionally healthy and balanced and level, which I think comes a little more readily to the gender that isn't ours. But while I would love that, I do recognize that the fact that we get so heated and passionate and involved is because we do care. And while one might worry when that happens, one really ought to worry when it goes away. Yeah, and it sure. hasn't gone away for us. So, you know, you and I, I'm reminded of What Dreams May Come in the second to the final scene, when Robin Williams is thanking his wife before he totally accepts his fate, which ultimately, not spoiler alert, fixes everything. But when he accepts what's going on, and one of the things he says is, thanks for the fights. We had some really good ones. And I think that's true here too. Thank you for pushing me. And in an increasing way, thank you for letting me feel like I could push you back.
I agree. Well, I love this couple.
I do too.
I love us. I love you. I think that we have what it takes, and not to be all sappy and drippy so early in the podcast, but, you know, you do mean a lot to me, and I don't know. We've got some good stuff going.
Show do.
So, you guys, if you are super intrigued and want to learn more about us, you can always follow us on Instagram at @podrelationship. That is on Instagram. That is on Twitter. That is also on the Facebook. And if you want to learn a little bit more about personal life and what we have going on and what it looks like, I don't know, behind the scenes, you can always check out my Instagram, which is at m.cott, m.dotcot, to learn a little bit more. Maybe in 2019, we'll start our own little Instagram page.
Maybe we will. And I am on Facebook, and you can follow me through the Pod Relationship Facebook page, because I'm on there as one of the moderators or whatever
that important word is.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this self-indulgent path.
Yippee.
Hi, listeners. This is Tony, and I'm here to shamelessly request a favor of each and every one of you. Please take a moment to rate and review our show. It may seem like a small thing, but the way technology is driven these days makes indicators like this one vital. Your rating, your words, they are another form of assistance for this podcast and your community. And I get a kick out of reading them. It means the world to me that so many of you are out there listening, are emailing us to say that you're feeling better, and are enjoying what my husband and I do. I cannot thank you enough for your continued investment into this growing dialogue about healthy gay lives. Thank you, sincerely. And now, back to the show.
So I want you to take a little bit of a ride with me.
You know I like a good ride.
Oh, gosh. We're going to hop in our time machine.
We have a time machine?
Yeah.
Why did I not know about this?
Because you don't pay attention.
Ever.
That we know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The year was?
2009.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
I do.
So it was so funny because you and I had met one another on a popular website. We won't give them credit because they ain't paying us.
They ain't gonna cut that check.
Right. We had met each other on a popular site, but that was right after I had gotten out of a relationship in which I had been cheated on. And you had gotten out of a breakup with a long-term relationship. And you had moved to
Florida.
No, you were living in Florida, but you had moved to St. Pete.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
From across the bridge.
Right.
And so we met each other. It was in June. I remember it very vividly, but I had just gotten back from manager meetings. I was just like, I need to make friends, because I remember going to the manager meetings and there were so many gay managers and I was just having fun with all of them. But I was like, oh, crap. Like, I just don't have. I had a couple of really good gay friends in this, and you know, where I was, like, good ones. But I did not necessarily have like a community. I just wanted to kind of create that. And so I went on this website and I saw your picture. And we started chit chatting.
I remember I also, as you said, had just gotten out of a relationship. I really was just looking for friends. I was
same.
I was young. I was definitely stealing Wi-Fi from my neighbors.
Because that's just how cheap you are.
Hey, listen, it's what we do.
No, not we. You.
All right, fine. It's what I did. Whatever. It was there. It was free. Why would I pay for it? And yeah, and I remember... So you text me, you message me, and I remember just thinking it was just a thing. Like it wasn't a big deal. My heart didn't Twitter pate. It was just, oh good. Like here could be a friend and that was that. Yeah. And for a while you and I did that. And then we agreed to meet and then you didn't show.
Wait, hold on. You're fast tracking the entire situation. So we talked for a while. That was in June. So we talked the entire month of July.
Mm-hmm.
And finally you were like, I feel like we should meet one another. And I was like, me too. And then you said, but I feel like we should talk on the phone with each other before we decide to meet. And I was like, sure.
Right.
And remember I had taken a lunch break.
Yes. And I didn't hear you bite or chew 1 second. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that was really funny.
I was like, oh, well, I should let you go so you could eat. You're like, I already ate.
I already ate. I'm done.
Like, I didn't hear you eating.
Oh, I know.
And now that I've been with you for a few years, I get it.
Yeah, I'm a quiet eater.
Because you're a bird.
No, that has
you're
nothing to do with
it. You're a bird.
It
has
eater.
Everything to do with it.
I have
it.
Manners,
you're a
bird. And I know exactly
you,
how to
you
do that.
You don't have
you're
manners.
Not
you're
used
a bird.
To manners.
You're a bird.
That is what the problem is.
You are
is.
A bird.
Anyway. So we did that. We chit-chatted, and then we had scheduled time to meet with one another, and we never did.
Because horrible, unforeseen shit happened to you, and long story short, but you...
I fell asleep.
Well, you didn't just fall asleep. You lost your apartment because the person you were renting it from wasn't paying their rent.
Wasn't paying their mortgage.
Mortgage.
So the bank
seized
the property.
Yeah. And you got locked out and you had like a day to find a new place. Yeah. So I totally get that.
So I ended up
horrible.
It was such a shit show. But anyways, I ended up moving to the new apartment. We were supposed to meet each other that night. I thought I was going to make it, but I just couldn't. And so I ended up having to fall asleep on the couch, and then we ended up meeting each other. But we ended up meeting. It was not love at first sight.
Definitely not love at first sight,
but it was kind of love at first conversation. because when we were talking to each other, I think both of us were like, huh, I think I really like this guy. And it was just kind of weird. And the Long Islands definitely helped.
They helped. Yeah. Yeah. $3 mason jar full of Long Island.
It was great.
Might have had a couple.
Yeah. So it was fun. But I just wanted to, I mean, I think we've talked about our origin story multiple times, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about that by way of like just what, you know, like how we began. But I just, I don't know. There's just so many fun memories and things. You know, I was 25 years old when we met each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was like super young and you were 27. And we met each other and started dating right around August. And then I came to your family's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That was how I met your family for the first time.
And that was a very interesting Thanksgiving. It was a great one. It was fun. But yeah, that was, I mean, August, September, October, November. I mean, there was enough time that had passed, but it was a pretty quick family intro. And everybody liked you right from the beginning.
I mean, duh. Look at me, right? I'm amazing.
Wow. Wow.
Remember, you married me. So that just speaks to how true that statement was. And then we got invited to your dad and stepmother, then stepmother's
holiday party,
which is one of the first relationship pictures that we have together.
A really good one. And I think we should put it up for our hashtag gay relationship goals.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I don't know that I have a digital version of it.
Yeah, but take a picture of the picture.
A physical one.
Yeah, take the picture of the picture.
But yeah, I think it's cute. I mean, we are like baby faced and it's very interesting. But yeah, we spent so much time. And do you remember, it was so funny during that time period because we, of course, lived in separate apartments.
Mm-hmm.
We spent so much time at each other's places.
Like 3 to 5 nights a week.
We were at each other's places, like just driving back and forth all the time.
And there was never a question of if we were going to get together. It was where we were going to get together. Mm-hmm. So the question was, do you want to come over? Or do you want me to meet you at your place?
Yeah.
And there was the exchanging of the keys.
Which was another very interesting thing. And then we spent all of 2010. I mean, because you ended up moving in 2010.
It was pretty quick.
That August of 2010, you moved in.
It was pretty quick.
It was very quick. And then we ended up getting Halo in that November of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That was like our first.
November 15th.
November
13th. Ah, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I got it.
It was a month anniversary because we ended up getting him during that time period. So that was fun.
He was so tiny and so wonderful and so yippy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back, though, a little bit. I remember the first time I ever followed you while you were driving. I remember it very vividly. And I remember thinking, oh, look, another conscious, defensive driver. Like, how great. You did the speed limit. You signaled for 3 seconds before you changed lanes. You were not reckless. And silly as that is, and we don't even drive now, but I remember being very impressed by that and thinking, okay, I might be into this guy.
Yeah, because I was working at a mall, and we were leaving the mall because you had come and meet me at my job, and we were leaving the mall, and I think we were going back to my apartment, or we were going somewhere. I think we were going to dinner at, like, because we used to love to go to Chili's. Do you remember that?
I do.
Oh god, I love that skillet queso. That skillet queso was so good back when I could eat cheese. It was so interesting, but you were following me and you were like, but hold on one moment, like, what kind of driver are you? And I was like, a good one? I didn't know how to answer that. But no, you were like, do you speed, like, and all this stuff? And I was like, no, I do the speed limit, essentially. And I said, I'm pretty good. You're like, okay, just wanted to make sure because, like, because you're kind of a grandma of a driver.
I am.
Just be honest.
I am.
And so, and I was like, oh, cool. I said, but if I have somebody following me, like, I'm very conscious about the fact that somebody's following me. And you were like, okay, good. And then you followed me to our destination and you got out of the car. You were like, that was amazing.
It was so good.
I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. It probably shouldn't matter and it probably doesn't matter to most people, but it mattered to me.
That was funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did that. That was one of our first, that was a first for us when you moved in. I mean, there's some music that gets played at various points in time that just makes me think about our relationship together. Christina Aguilera's Bionic album.
Yeah.
Always makes me think about you. Alicia Keys' album. Do you remember what was that song? So tonight I'm gonna way to make it. Mm-hmm. That was like our jam for a really long time.
It was.
That was kind of a fun time. And then the first time we vacationed, which we talked about on the podcast before. Do you remember Orlando?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for your birthday.
Do you remember when you threw me the surprise roller skating rink party?
I do.
Do you? You enjoyed that. That was so much fun. That was literally my favorite birthday that you've ever planned for me. I mean, don't get me wrong. Our recent ones in DC have been like litty, and I'm a huge fan of them. But that was probably my first because it was just so easy. Like, I got to like teach you how to roller skate, which you weren't amazing at, but you did your best.
Well, but let's be clear. I didn't need to be taught how to roller skate. I roller skated for a while, and when I was young, I rolled my ankle and snapped it while roller skating, and I never roller skated again. So I was more worried about... I'm a big klutz, emphasis on big and klutz, it's dangerous for me to do things where I have little control, like balancing on wheels.
You have no coordination in general. That's what it really boils down to. So it was interesting, but it was cute. Like, we had a really good time. And I also think you were really impressed with my roller skating.
I was. It was fancy. It was fancy. I was like, ooh, look at that.
I'm a very good roller skater for all of you guys out there. I know Troy is probably laughing right now when he hears this, but that's the one thing that my family is really good at, is we're all really good roller skaters.
It's a thing. But let's go back several birthdays. Do you remember the first birthday dinner that we had together? There's a picture. There's a long table. It was delightful. And someone caught me staring at you and said to you, he's been looking at you all night.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? I think it was Gloria who pointed out and said, he's been looking at you nonstop.
Whose birthday dinner?
Yours. I think she was visiting. And I will find the picture.
When she was visiting, though, that was your brother's birthday. It wasn't mine.
No, it was your birthday. It was definitely your birthday.
She wasn't there for mine.
No, I may be wrong about who said it, but I remember... the birthday, I remember the picture. I will find it. I will show it to you, and we will nail this down. But do you don't remember. But I remember someone said to you, he's been staring at you the entire night.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I was staring at, but I was staring at you in a happy way. I was totally into you.
We were very I don't know, footloose and fancy free during that time period. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot of light and love and fun that we just kind of experienced during that entire time. And it was just really interesting. I think I've said to you, like, I kind of want us to go back to those days because there was just a lot of like fun. There's a not a heaviness that we carry with us, but it's not as light as it was back then. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that. Do you remember the Halloweens that we experienced during those time periods?
Mm-hmm. Your doctor's outfit, you mean?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Me with Dwayne.
Your itty bitties.
And yeah, because those were during the time periods where you wore like half naked Halloween costumes, right?
Also known as your early 20s.
Yes, for sure. Couldn't do it now. Nobody wants to look at all this.
I would look.
That's funny. It looked like you had something else that you were getting ready to say.
No, I would look. I would get you the outfit. I'll order it right now.
You're funny.
You're sexy.
I don't know. That was just a really fun time period.
Those were fun. Do you remember when I met your family for the first time?
Yeah, we went to Busch Gardens.
We did, but before that, I pulled up into your parking lot, and your dad was out working on the car or getting something out of the car with your Uncle Milkman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys,
and you weren't even there. Like, you were in your apartment, so I had to meet him alone.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We were together, but we were living separately during that time period.
Correct.
Yeah, so just so y'all know, there was... some gray areas in me and Tony's relationship in which we broke up a couple of times.
They weren't gray. They were black and white. They ended.
No, they didn't end because they were very gray because we would break up.
But it'd be like 1 to 3 days later.
Yeah, and then we were still like staying the night at each other's places or still talking to each other every day, or you were calling me. That was so funny. That was the funniest part, is you calling me at work all the time, because every single one of my fellow employees knew when you were on the phone, and they were like, my goodness, he like checks up on you all day every day. And I was like, yeah, he cares.
Well, that's what it was. I cared. I wasn't, just to be clear, I wasn't being controlling.
Oh no. And you weren't being a stalker either. No, you were just calling to check. I just wanted to talk to you.
See how your day was going.
Yeah. At the job that I was working at that time, I couldn't text during the day. Like, right. It wasn't like I could like check on my phone or anything like that. Yeah. So it wasn't a big deal.
So last month we went to my cousin Alicia's wedding, but do you remember the first time you met Alicia?
I vaguely remember. There was so much tequila during that
there
time.
Was, but do you remember her slamming headfirst into the sliding glass door?
Oh, I hope she listens to this episode, because I do remember that. But she was dating that douche nozzle of a cop during that time period.
Stop. That's not a good phrase.
No, I just remember, like, he was there. But again, I remember there was just a lot of tequila. Speaking of which, do you remember when I met Aunt Mary and Uncle Chuck during that time period for the first time? And those adventures were so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
We, again, drank way too much alcohol during that time period. But it was just so much fun. Shout out to your cousin Philip, who vanished and got lost in our neighborhood and no one knew where to find him. So I had to go on a one-man voyage to figure it out.
And you did find him.
Retrieved him and brought him back.
So you remember moving to this city that we live in now?
I do, because I was here before you.
You were. And do you remember how one of the first traditions we started here was fancy New Year's?
Well, it's not a tradition that I started here. I've always been a huge fan of New Year's.
You've been a fan, but we didn't do it as a couple regularly until we moved here.
Right, because I finally was like, so if you talked to my friend Teal, that was like a ritual all throughout like my times, like when I was like back in Reno and things like that. Like, I always wanted to do it, but you're not, well, I knew I couldn't get you to dress up fancy in Florida because it was much too hot to do that. So when we moved to
it was also an age thing.
Yeah. And so when we finally got to a place where it was like, oh, you could actually wear like dressy clothes and go out, then yes, I did start fancy New Year's all
and over. we either stayed here and hosted or went out to a party, but for 3 years in a row we did fancy New Year's every year, and we were wearing suits and it was lovely.
I love New Year's. New Year's is like it's your favorite. One of my favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. And so I try to like have a good time. I don't know, it's just so cleansing and I just really enjoy it. Like, you literally get to like see the year go away like in one night, and it's cool. And then it's like, I don't know, it's so rewarding because you just have all of this optimism for the next year, you know. That's kind of cool.
So let's do some random memories.
Okay,
do you remember your dirty 30 at Z Hotel?
I do remember that.
And the cake?
I do remember that. Dana and I were talking about that recently, because she was like, oh my god, like I was at your dirty 30. She bought us that bottle of Veuve Clicquot.
Yeah, so we had a rooftop party for your birthday. It was an unobstructed view of Manhattan. We had the majority of the, well, not the majority of the rooftop, but we had our little corner of the rooftop. A lot of friends came, it was a wonderful night of very city birthday.
It was really cool. Really enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Do you remember getting the shark vacuum? Cut that check.
You mean my favorite?
Yes. That
now
literally
I want a new one.
That literally, when it came in, you couldn't help yourself. You didn't even change out of your work clothes, and you started vacuuming with it because you just loved it so much. I have those pictures.
I love it. It was one of my favorites. I do remember that. Do you remember one of your first birthdays at that really fun sushi place down in...
Oh, that college area sushi place? Yeah, we have not been back since. But yes, that was a great time at the time.
It was a big...
But we will never go back again.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
It was super college-y, lots of beer drinking, swilling 20-somethings.
You were just hot.
But it was fun because it was my first New York birthday with all my friends.
Mm.
It was great. Yeah. That was super fun. Do you remember that time you were on At Midnight?
Hello, memories. Yeah, I remember it. And I squealed because I was like, holy shit, I really love that.
So Marco wasn't actually on At Midnight, but he was one of the people you play for. And his person won, and Marco got headphones.
I did. I got really cool monster headphones that I never use because they're like gargantuan. But they're cool. They're here.
So birthday parties. Do you remember, birthdays. Do you remember that birthday that I surprised you with your best friend?
Yes, and I know he's listening to it, this episode right now and laughing to himself. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was very excited to have Dwayne here.
So your best friend, Dwayne, he and I had been texting and calling for a number of weeks and sort of coordinating this event. And I told you that you couldn't look, and I made you sit on the couch with your eyes closed, and you had no idea what was going on, and I may also share this video. Sat down on the couch, and you're like, I felt someone sit down on the couch. And I said, yeah, you sure did. Uh-huh. Just wait. And then I said, okay, open your eyes. And you squealed like a pig.
So surprised. It was so funny, too, because I had talked to him earlier that morning. I remember talking to him earlier that morning, and he was like, oh, I'm not doing anything. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, let me call you back. And I was like, okay. And then it was like a couple hours later, and I was like, that bitch didn't call me back. It was just so funny. But I do remember that. It was such a good birthday. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. Lastly, I think, do you remember
the time?
Oh, Jesus.
We fell in love.
Do you remember me going to Vegas and you deciding that you wanted to marry me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I remember I was in Vegas, and we had just a really long conversation about, like, what are we doing?
Commitment, next steps, yeah.
Like, what is happening? Like, the true businessman that I am, I was like, where do you see this going, kind of thing? And I was like, I just feel like we need to figure this out, like, and what's going on, because, like, I don't want to, like, turn around and be like, we've been together for 15 years and we're not going to lock this down. And then I came back from Vegas and you were like, I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Let's get married.
Let's get married. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it a little bit more poetically than that.
I did. I did not reference your chili.
Well, thank God. But let's be clear. The only reason why you proposed to me is because you refused to let me propose to you.
Well, you had proposed to me.
Yeah.
And I told you no.
You said no. And you said no because you said if we ever get married, the only way that we're going to do this is by me asking you.
It's true.
And I said, oh, okay. Alpha male.
I'm the dude.
We're both the dude. Let's get that.
But I'm the dude, capital T, capital D.
Why? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Yeah, we're both the dude, but you are a romantic and you had it all planned out for yourself, whereas I'm more like, I feel like we should just get married.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were like, ready to just go and be done. No.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You weren't into that idea.
No. No. By the way, I'm the dude, re the Big Lebowski. So there's that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, what say you, we take a short break?
Let's do it.
When we get back, we have some fun recollection of the wedding day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hiya, listeners.
We are excited to share with our fellow New Yorkers that we have a group on meetup.com.
Yep, that's right. Every month, this group meets to discuss relationship topics, like-minded singles, couples, and people in all other forms of relationships from around the greater New York City and surrounding areas come together to build a community.
If you're interested in joining us, go to meetup.com and search relationship. That's shit with an exclamation point, not an I. Meeting dates and various social activities will be posted on the page.
This group will give you an opportunity to be a part of a larger dialogue focusing on important relationship topics, and it'll help you connect and have fun with others within our community.
So go to meetup.com and search relationship. We look forward to seeing you at our next meeting.
We're going to get back to the show. We'll see you all later.
Bye.
So we took a fun trip down memory lane, right?
We sure did.
I hope you guys weren't too bored with all of that. It was just some of our like quick random memories that just made us smile a little bit.
I hope it resonated with some people.
Yeah. So I want to start talking a little bit about our wedding day.
Days.
Multiple. Because
we're gay and that's what we do.
So I just want to talk a little bit about what that was like. A lot of people did not end up getting invitations.
Oh, we're gonna start there.
No, a lot of people just weren't. I mean, look, it's New York City, so we just don't necessarily have a lot of room to invite all the people that
that's
we wanted to invite. So because of that, a lot of people didn't get to. So hopefully we'll be able to go through this and you know, give you guys a nice little visualization. So if you weren't there, you'll feel like you were. So I want to start with, I think, the best part of our wedding. And I'm actually looking at it right now on our refrigerator. And that was the invitations.
Oh, they were so good.
So much so that even when we went to Kenny and Celia's wedding last weekend, we had strangers coming up to us that
talking
were like,
about the invitations.
Hey, you guys are the guys from the wedding invitations.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. So I knew that Tony wasn't going to be into the idea of the planning of the wedding because he's never done that or been a part of it and didn't know all of it, but I knew I was going to have to like make it appealing, make the experience like us and fun and all of that stuff like that. So I came to him one day and I said, what would you think about us doing our invitations like a series of comic books and making it so that like the first... So initially the thought was the wedding announcement was like literally like a save the day as opposed to a save the date.
Right. Superhero.
Yep. Uh-huh. Superhero save the day. And like we did that. And so we literally did that and that was great. And then I wanted to do the invitation where like the invitation was a cover of a comic book, but then like the sending back of the RSVP was a comic book. And like, and there was just different, like they were all a part of a series, but then we ended up toning that down because I wanted to do like the details and the information was like another comic book.
Right.
And all that stuff.
And
like
that one was actually like a book.
Yes. And I just didn't, it just got way too complicated. So what we did was the invitation, like the cover of the invitation was an actual comic book. And then on the inside, we kind of made it read as comic booky, right?
Right. So it had its panels. It had its, you know, sort of multi-pages. It was wonderful.
A little bit of the POW and FIDOC.
Bamf.
Yeah, and all of that.
Old Batman stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And then lastly, everybody who came home, like everybody who got our gift bags at the end of it, got a magnet with a thank you comic book cover on it.
That right, so really it was cool. The third issue.
Yeah. So we did a total of three issues. I think that that was like literally the best part of our wedding. I've got to admit it. Like, I think it was really good.
I think the marrying you was the best part of our
wedding. Well, I'm not.
But I think that was a close second.
I'm talking about the wedding part of it.
So am I.
But I think it was really good. And again, people are still talking about it. It's still on our refrigerator
right
now.
It's wonderful. It was a great concept. We got a great graphic designer to do it.
Oh, green.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So that was fun. I'm glad you enjoyed that because I thought that it was like really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that our wedding was panned out is it was over a course of 3 days. So we did a Friday ceremony, then we did a Saturday reception.
Well, wait a minute. Friday night we did a celebration.
Well, yeah, it was a Friday ceremony plus a like celebration and gathering because some people couldn't make the ceremony, but they were still flying because people had to work. And so they were flying in like later that evening. So kind of to receive everybody that was flying in later on, we gathered at a really cool bar and had everyone come in.
Took over the entire bar. And then at...
Well, we're going to go more in detail behind it. But Saturday, we ended up having the reception, which was fun. And then like just gathering around, hanging out time. And then Sunday was the brunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. So... let's talk about Saturday morning. We woke up. I'm sorry. Let's talk about Friday. Well, we had received family on that Thursday, right? Aunt Mary stayed with us that
Monday. Aunt Mary
was
with us the whole week.
The whole week.
Which was so much fun.
It was so fucking fantastic.
See, you talk about the invitations. I think the time with Aunt Mary was my favorite part.
It was so magical.
Getting, like, running around the city, getting things done, just hanging out, having meals, laughing, drinking, sharing, like, it was just, it was wonderful.
It was so good.
It was wonderful. And I honestly, like, I can't, I wouldn't have done it any differently.
No.
And her being here was so important.
It was so great.
It was
and
so
then
important.
My mom and dad came in on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Remember, they came in Wednesday.
And then baby Jade came with Troy.
Well, no, Thursday night. Thursday. So, yeah. So that was fine. We ended up Thursday having to go grocery shopping. Remembering getting all of this. No, that was Wednesday. Wednesday, we went and got everything we had to do. Thursday, we were starting to receive people because that's when, like, Celia and Kenny came in. That's when baby Jade and Troy came in. My cousin ended up coming in during that time period.
A lot of people on my side came in, yeah. And isn't that the morning that we had Donut Plant cut their check?
That was that morning. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the morning
that
we ended up
having
them. We
had, like, really fancy... delicious, oh my God, thick, wonderful donuts.
Donuts. Donut Plant is like the best thing in the world.
Like, if you haven't had, what are they? Wheat donuts? And
well, then there's two
cake
different
donuts.
They have a cake donut, right? And then they have, it's not wheat, but it's dough donuts.
Donut.
Like, yeah.
Like, if you haven't had these type of donuts, like, they're fancy donuts. They are, they're not your, you know, Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts. Like, they are like artisanal donuts. They're amazing
for sure, and they
were so
are just
good.
Like, super fancy and just so good. So we ended up having those, and then in addition to having those, we I don't know, we just had fun, just like just traipsing around the city and just hanging out and doing and having a good time. So then Friday came around, and with Friday we both woke up and we had to get married. What was going through your mind during that Friday morning?
The whole thing was surreal to me until we got to the courthouse. So the being around the house, the ironing of the clothes, Kenny coming and not knowing how to iron his shirt. That was
just
delightful.
Because he pulled it out of a package.
Yeah, he literally had just bought it. And that was delightful. The chaos.
Oh my God, because we had like 40 people at our apartment.
It was so much. Then the trying to get them to the train, then getting everyone on the different...
And off the trains.
Right.
Oh my gosh. It was just insane. It was so much fun.
And then the walking up the courthouse. I remember walking up the stairs to the courthouse, and I remember looking back and looking at you. And I think that was the first time I had really seen you that day. And I remember thinking, we're going to get married.
It's fucking insane. So it was funny because
it wasn't insane. I was happy in that moment.
I wasn't unhappy, but I was definitely like, it all hit me. So it was funny because I had gotten off the train. We were walking towards the courthouse, and the courthouse was in front of us. Mind you, we got married at the Supreme Court. It's
right.
Like the Supreme Courthouse. Married by a Supreme Court justice.
Right, just in case, you know, the incoming administration wanted to do anything
wanted
to our rights.
Wanted to try us, right?
Yeah.
So we got married. Like, it was like...
So we did a high court
like
kind of thing.
The super fancy of all fancy type
weddings. Shout out to
weddings.
Darren for making that happen.
Literally, he put it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was insane. And so... we turned the corner and the courthouse was like in front of us. Mind you, again, we didn't get married in like the, like what I would call like the DMVs of the courthouses where like
the
it like
courts,
looked, yeah, right. Where it's like that like little room and they bring people. No, we got married like in the rotunda of the Supreme Court.
To put things into perspective, this is actually and remains the most expensive courthouse in the country. And we won't get into the history of this courthouse, but there was a lot of mafia money laundering that went into it. But it's not the most well-appointed court in the country, but it is literally the most expensive courthouse in the country.
It's beautiful.
The rotunda is gorgeous. The marble was fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
The acoustics were great. Like, it was.
And so we walked in, and as we were walking up towards it, and I saw it in the distance, I was walking hand in hand with Melissa,
right?
And Melissa, who's my cousin, right, who's like a sister to me, I like one of my favorite people in the world. As we're walking up there and I see it in the distance, I just immediately started bawling. I like started crying, like it just like came out of nowhere, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, and oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Not because I was like unhappy or scared. I wasn't scared. I knew I wanted to marry you, but it was just the reality of it like came upon me. So then we got some really great pictures of us climbing the stairs,
yeah,
of the Supreme Court and getting in there
and in the rotunda.
In the rotunda, we had to take off our jackets and all that stuff because we had to walk through security to get, yeah, in there. But once we finally got in there, we were taking pictures in the rotunda. It was so beautiful. It's so good. And then we got married on the second floor between the two bathrooms.
We had a private courtroom, and we decided we were told it would be prettier.
Stuffy.
Yeah. The courtroom was stuffy, and we were told it would be prettier and a better photo op if we were in the mezzanine.
Yeah.
Which it was. But the problem with the mezzanine was, one, the judge didn't tell anyone we were taking over the mezzanine, so business as usual was occurring around us while we were getting married.
For sure.
Two, it was right by the bathrooms, yeah, and so there were several people who didn't interrupt our wedding, but were like, excuse me, guests of the wedding, I'm going to go pee, which was not great. And then three, and this is the only part that was actually disappointing to me, the acoustics in there were not as good as they were in the courtroom. So the video, you can hear it, but not everyone could hear our vows.
Yeah.
We could hear our vows.
Yeah, turning
and the wedding party could hear our vows, and people in close proximity could hear our vows. But not everyone could hear our vows.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
What did you think of my vows to you?
Oh, my God. You completely caught me off guard with your story. I was not expecting that. I had thought of a lot of different things you could say. And honestly, I had forgotten the story you told as part of the vows, which was we were at Einstein Brothers Bagel, cut that check, and you and I was saying like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this we got very nice bagel sandwiches, and I was like, I can't believe this is so much, and you know, when we have a joint bank account, and I kind of, you know, trailed off.
No, you said when we have a joint bank account, we won't have room for Einstein Brothers, we won't have expensive sandwiches, and I like looked at you and I said, we're going to have a joint bank account.
Yeah, and that was a very short amount of time into our dating relationship.
It was a few weeks.
It was inappropriate of me to say that.
It was just really funny.
And that's the story you shared. And you said, and that's when I knew I was going to be with you.
I knew it was something more than a simple thing, but it was beautiful. It was fun. Your vows were wonderful.
Well, thank you. Maybe we'll post them.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll think about maybe it. I kind of want to keep it to each other. Maybe. Yeah. Sorry, y'all, but yeah, if you missed it, you missed it.
Nope.
It was really exciting. And then we fucking got married. Like, we got married. It was great. It was so beautiful. And then what was funny is we had to get whisked away, right? Because we had to go change our names.
Yes. So we had to do a bunch of legal paperwork. And again, kudos to everybody involved in that, because the Supreme Court judge like took us behind.
Oh my God. Melissa was like a dream, because he took us one place, and then his assistant or whoever she was took Melissa to another place, and then they like got everything all taken care of. We signed the marriage certificate.
We skipped the lines of everything.
We
didn't pay the fees for most things.
We did pay the fees.
No, we didn't pay the fees for most things. And then the one thing we were supposed to pay the fee for, he actually paid the fee for
because we didn't know we were supposed to pay a fee.
So a Supreme Court judge, the youngest Supreme Court judge in the history of the state of New York, paid the fees for our legal name change as part of our wedding, because we didn't know we had to pay money.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
It was terrible.
It was so interesting.
It was lovely. But we were going to pay him back, but he told us not to. That was the wedding gift.
And it was really nice. So that, and then that was day one. And then we went and took pictures. Oh my God. So we took pictures in Central Park, but we had beautiful scenery.
And it was many, so many cool. Thanks again to the people who blocked the people who were trying to walk by.
Our photographer, Mel, who was like incredible. A godsend. She was so incredible. Good. And then we had to send everybody. We were like, everyone go, because it's like way too cold. It was so cold outside.
It was windy. It was chilly. Yeah. Pictures were great.
The pictures are good. Everyone took a short nap. And then we had a family dinner. Mm-hmm. Which was lovely. Mm-hmm. That was so nice. So it's like your close family members, my close family members. And then we did that. And then we gathered at the bar around the corner. Shout out to the Beast Next Door.
Cut that check.
Yeah. John was so nice, though, because he let us like essentially take over the entire bar.
We took over the entire bar.
We did.
And it was great. And people kept showing up and kept showing up and drinking and laughing and having a good time.
Because, again, it was a Friday night, and right. So a lot of people had to work during the day but caught, like, evening flights
right.
to come in so that they could be there for the reception the next day. So when they were landing, they were coming over to the bar because we were out all night.
Yeah, and then I remember at midnight, we sang my brother happy birthday, which was so much fun.
I remember that, too.
It was so great.
And then the next day was the reception.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest regrets that I have for our wedding was that I let you talk me into cooking for our fucking wedding.
I loved it.
I hated it.
Oh, I loved it. I loved having all the people over. That's the Italian in me. I loved having people over and making stuff and talking. And
I did not like it. I would have been okay with the talking and the gathering and hanging out and getting to like hang out with one another, but the cooking part was really, really, really stressful. It just wasn't fun. Just because it was like there was another element, because I wasn't actually getting to participate with everything because I was like busy
cooking. Well, and you did a lot of the cooking.
I did a ton of the cooking.
You did the greens, you did the mac and cheese.
I did so much.
So the theme for our reception was
comfort foods.
Well, it was, and our favorites. It was what we do here in our home. So it was game night. It was comfort foods. It was non-frou-frou, right?
So we had pizza.
So there was pizza, like chicken wings, mac and cheese, yeah. Greens. I don't even remember
there
what else.
There was a potato salad.
Potato salad. There. Like it was all your favorite foods, and they were special recipes that were family traditions or what people made or great salads.
Rada and G Rada made, and G. What was it, a good like chips and dip, right? She made like a really, really good salsa.
Yes.
Isn't that what she made?
Yeah. And but with Indian spices.
With Indian spices, yeah. Which was really interesting. So it was so good. It was
It was great. It was lovely contributions by everybody. And again, it was like what we do. So we host somewhat regularly. And sometimes it's dinner, sometimes it's board games, sometimes it's video games. And this was like that, but in a venue.
On steroids.
Yeah. So there was lots of great comfort food. There were games that people could play. We bought gigantic Jenga.
Yeah, there was a large Jenga. Mini pool. There was checkers. There was a mini pool table.
Yeah, there were oversized game cards. Yeah.
There was all kinds of
things.
There was really
lots of stuff, and that was the idea.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So at the reception, which was fun as well, we ended up having a giant superhero with like a cutout on it so that you could put your face on that and take the pictures of that, and you got Polaroids of that, which was really cool. And then you could glue them into our wedding book, which we should probably pull that out and look at it.
We
should. It's been a little while since
it has. We haven't played with it.
So that's been fun. And then it was just great. I mean, the reception itself was just a whirlwind. It was crazy because we like walked
it was
in.
A what?
I said it already. But we like walked in and like it was the first dance. And then in addition to the first dance, then like, you know, we introduced there all of our siblings and everything.
Well, wait, what was the song we walked into?
We walked into the X-Men theme.
The 90s cartoon X-Men theme song.
Which was really interesting.
Also another favorite of the whole experience for me.
It was fun. It was a whole superhero fun like reception.
It was delightful.
But it was great because there was also a mixture of like everyone had to be dressed up because the attire was dress.
Right, but then we gave them masks.
But then everyone had like superhero masks. Yes. Everyone had to wear their masks when we walked in.
Right.
And again, we had like the superhero theme going along throughout it. Also, it was like this really great juxtaposition of like everything. It was like superheroes, but then it was dressy. We had like flowers on the table. We had pictures of us on the table. But then at the same time, we also had like cupcakes because we didn't have a wedding cake. So we had cupcakes. Like
well, yeah, the cupcake multi-tower was literally a cityscape. So it was like New York City. Cupcake Tower. I also really enjoyed the venue in general, because the venue was like
an art gallery.
It's an art gallery, and then like the back of the art gallery is like an antique furniture refinishing business. And so there was art in the art gallery, and there was antique furniture, and there were board games, and there was formal dining. Like, it was just very unique.
We had champagne cocktails.
Yes, we had a menu of 4 to 6?
Three.
Oh, well, that was close. Yeah. Three champagne-based cocktails so that people could have fun but not get too stupid.
Yeah, we were trying really hard to, like, control all of the drunkenness that was going to come from our family, because we just knew how they would
be. We shouted.
So it was great. And then, yeah, so that was the reception. We went out after the reception and had a good time. And then everyone woke up the next day and we went to brunch.
Yeah, and there was a mishap with the brunch. So 10 feet away from brunch, they called to say that their power went out and they couldn't serve food. And our response was, what time did the power go out? And it's like, oh, the minute we got here. I'm like, okay, that was like 4 hours ago. Right. You could have effing called us.
Right.
And they didn't. And I said, so what do you do when this normally happens? Like, do you have relationships with other restaurants? And they had nothing. So we were literally seconds away. So we said, we'll just deal with this when we get here. We figured it out. Everybody got to eat and drink and have a good time. And the staff were lovely. And we made it work. But it was definitely one of those things, kind of like at Celia's wedding, where it's like, oh, just you're just going to drop the ball.
Just gonna drop
and the you're going to act like nothing is like this isn't a big deal. Oh, OK. All right. But we made it work. Everybody had a wonderful time.
And then we came back, packed up the rest of our shit, because the next day you and I were leaving headed early for the in DR. The morning, and we left for Punta Cana. And it was good. So it was a really fun wedding. And I cannot believe that that happened 2 years ago.
I know.
It's just crazy. It's like, it's just insane.
But it was wonderful. And when I think of all the like steps and the details and the decisions and the frustration and the money, and it was crazy.
It was a lot, because I took on a lot of responsibility with taking on the planning of our wedding and making sure that things were in order.
And you did a great job balancing style with cost effectiveness, without cutting corners, with making it very us. You did an incredible job, as you always do. You are great at planning. You're great at events. You're great at decorating. And all those skills came together, and you made an amazing experience for us both and wonderful memories for about 100 people.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It was the most important day of both of our lives. So wanted to make it super special. We had special shoes.
Special for ties. The event.
Thank you, Dana and Josh, for that. Mm-hmm. We had special ties. We did get new suits for it, which was wonderful. We looked incredible, and it was great. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event. But there was it's so funny. Clearly I've gained weight, because I was thin. Because you got to remember, we had like gotten off of alcohol.
We weren't drinking. We were exercising. We probably lost 25 pounds.
I was like really thin during our wedding, and now I can't even fit my wedding suit, which is just depressing, because there's a whole ass suit that I can't wear.
Keep it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like you naked anyway.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There is a microphone in front of
you. Lot of mercy. It's true. Love my naked husband.
It was Jesus Christ. So it was interesting. It was very interesting, but it was such a great day.
It was a wonderful experience, and I'm glad we made it multiple days. I'm glad we got to spend the time that we did. We didn't even mention the people who spoke at our wedding, which was just wonderful. Like, I literally want to end this podcast and go watch the video right now.
It's fun. I think we should.
I agree. We're going to do that.
But thank you guys for taking the trip down memory lane with us on our wedding. Again, this is kind of us, kind of giving homage and appreciation to one another regarding our wedding and our upcoming 2-year wedding anniversary. This is not typical. We're not really the type of people to go back and forth and like spend an hour and a half talking about ourselves, but it just felt appropriate this year. And there was a lot of love and a lot of things that we went through this year that makes us extra thankful for this anniversary.
It's true. It's very true. And while there is a piece of this that people could say, well, that's just self-serving and egotistical, like, the point
and
of
and what you still listening, bitch.
The point of this is to have relatable, healthy experiences that people can identify with or aspire to, and this is the one we know the best
for sure.
And so that's why we're doing it, not to pat ourselves on the back, but to really share and expose and connect with our community and say, you can have it. It's there. It's beautiful. It's tough. It is challenging. It is depleting. It is fulfilling. It is it's rough. Yeah. And it's so, so worth it.
It is. It is. So thank you for the 2 years.
Thank you, Cortelli. Thank you, love.
We're going to take a break, but we're going to be back with a special edition of Listener Situations. Hey there, listeners. Here's a little secret. My favorite part of the podcast is the hashtag Gay Relationship Goals segment. Honestly, I love having the ability to highlight queer couples and bringing healthy, loving, and oftentimes adorable relationships to the forefront, giving the LGBTQ community the opportunity to focus on this narrative. So, if you know of, are in, follow, or are a fan of a great relationship that you want to share with us, send us an email, relationshipquestions@gmail.com, or tag us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @podrelationship. Let's get back to the show, but thank you for your help. We love you all.
And now it's time for our husband situations.
That's right. Send your relationship questions or comments to relationshipquestions@gmail.com. Tony and I will read your emails here on the show and do our best to give some advice, because you hit me like a ray of sun burning through my darkest nights. I did not do that run well. You're the only one that I want. Think I'm addicted to your light. Of course, they sang that song because that is our song, Halo, which is also the name of our puppy, but it's also our Beyonce and our tribute to one another. It was also our slow dance,
our first dance
as a married couple with one another at our reception.
It sure was. And this week's situations are going to be posed by your hosts. So, husband, did you have a question for me?
I did. So my question to you is, now that we have been married for 2 years, coming up in like a few days, what would you say has been the hardest part of being married?
You know, I initially thought what I've said before, which was that whole idea of having, like, I knew I had time to become this better man, and I feel like that time is now up and I have to do it, but that's not what I'm really feeling now. That's what I felt before. What I'm feeling now is the hardest part is really knowing what you want and need, and even though the point is for us to be together and for us to be the focus, the hardest thing for me is parceling that out and finding out what you truly want. Not like your basic needs, but like the thing that will cut through the day-to-day mundane stuff. The thing that will bypass all the normalcy that we deal with, the thing that will circumvent the stuff that you think you're supposed to want. What's challenging to me is finding the quick and the core of what will make you delighted, not happy, not complacent, not even joyful, delighted. The challenge for me right now is delighting you. I want to elevate your joy. And I am finding that very challenging because you and I have a great routine. We have a great normalcy. We have great jobs. We have great friends. We have a good day-to-day routine. We are able to just sort of exist with each other. But I don't want that for you or for us. I want to give you more. I want you to be surprised. I want you to be floored. I want you to be just delighted. And
de-elighted?
Yes, de-elighted. And I am finding that very challenging, not because it's difficult to figure that out for you, but because it's tough for me to... I'm so into the mundane. I'm so into the day to day. I am happy that we have a routine. I am happy that we can autopilot. And so the challenge for me is coming off of autopilot, right? Because you and I have just a great shorthand with each other. And it is easy to fall into that because for someone like me who's had the inconsistencies, we'll say, that I've had, having consistency has always been a goal for me. And so it's easy to get focused on the short-sightedness of that goal and just revel in the peace that that brings. And that's not who you are, and that's not what you need, and it's not what you deserve, and it's not what I want to give you. I want to give you more. I want to give you better. I want to give you new. And so the challenge for me right now has been thinking outside the box in a way that is impactful to the essence of who you are. That's been the biggest challenge for me. It's been a challenge I love. I'm looking forward to it. I like to tackle it. I enjoy when I succeed at it. But I would like to succeed at it more.
That was very well answered.
Well, thanks. It's the truth. Did I get an A?
We will see.
So I have a question for you. A situation, if you will.
Okay.
So now that we're married and have been for a little while, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things because I see a lot of future with us. I think that there's a lot that we can accomplish. But to be honest with you, what I'm looking forward to the most is not looking forward to anything.
Oh.
And just existing and letting that be a thing. It's so funny. I live so much of my life, as we've talked about before. I live so much of my life trying to plan shit. Like trying to set a goal, accomplish a goal, and then move on to the next goal and do all those other things and I'm always in a state of trying to be better, do better. And it's exhausting. There's a lot. And one of the things that I've learned with being with you is that sometimes the being in the moment means a lot more than anything. And there's a lot of things that I want to accomplish with you. Like, I want to have a family. I want us to excel in our careers. I want us to build a home together with one another. I want us to start our own traditions. I want us to travel more. I want us to be really good uncles to Jade. Like, I want us to be really good siblings to Troy and Stevie and Tom. And I want us to do all kinds of great things. I want us to be good kids. Like, I want us to, like, you know, make sure that we shape and mold our friendships, because I think that these are the most important friends that we've ever met in our entire lives. Agreed. And they definitely mean so much to us for our future and things like that. So I want all of that future. Like, I want all of that to exist, and I want it to be meaningful and purposeful, and I want it to be major. But with all of that being said, I also really want to not fucking plan shit. I really just want to exist and live our lives and do what feels right for us in time at the moment when those things exist, so that you and I have the opportunity to really drink up every moment that we are experiencing, so that when it does come time for us to have children or, you know, build the next phase of our friendships or do all of these things more familial or build a home or do all that stuff, we don't feel like we missed out on anything, or we don't feel like we missed any opportunities, or we don't feel like we weren't experiencing them for what they are supposed to be. Like, we literally drank up all of that experience and we are ready to go to the next phase because it happened upon us, as opposed to us like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, you know, or like trying to force a situation. Even if it's a round peg in a round hole, we weren't forcing it into that round hole. We were letting it fall into that round hole. I just want, because I do want so much for our futures. I want so much of our lives to be, I don't know, shared. And I just feel like for our future, I just want it to unfold. I'm tired of trying to like navigate. I'm tired of trying to like drive the bus for it. I just want to sit really in the passenger seat, not even the passenger seat, because I don't even want to have to look at the roadmap. I literally just kind of want to like sit in the back seat with you next to me and like see where fate drives us.
I think that's very well said. I aspiring to avoid alliteration a lot. You're not normally now. You nebulize next. Like that's your go-to. So I get that. I totally get that. And I could see where that would be a goal. And it's actually really nice to hear you say that, because that, I think, has been not a point of contention, but definitely the pivot for conflict for us.
Well, it's been one of those differences in how we function as human beings that we've had to learn from one another behind, right? Like, it's been those things,
Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. I look forward to seeing what we can do together tomorrow.
For sure. I think it's a lot, and I'm excited. But yeah, you know me. I'm very cerebral, so I spend a lot of time thinking about things, and that's something I'm trying to like goal myself at, is just not trying to be so type A and like make things happen, and being more like, I don't know, let's see what happens, and then letting that be a thing.
That's good.
Yeah. So, well, why don't we take a short break?
Yes, please.
We'll be back in just a bit.
Ta-ta for now. So that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Thanks for tuning in and being a part of this really important conversation.
A great anniversary present would be if you would follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pod Relationship. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us. Again, it's for our anniversary.
Very well played, Mr. Cotelli.
Thank you.
You can also email us at relationshipsquestions@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments that you'd like us to address here on the show.
And if you're in the New York City area, please don't forget to join our group on meetup.com for more relationship content and activities.
Don't you worry, we will harass you next week.
And remember to celebrate the milestones, like your anniversary, because that shit's important. So I'm probably the last person to talk to you about social media. I don't Snapbook.
That's Facebook and Snapchat.
I'm not on the Twitter.
It's just Twitter. There's no the in front of it.
And I barely understand what IG means.
Wait, you don't know that IG means Instagram?
No. But I do know one thing. There's a bunch of relationship content on all the social media apps.
Yeah, that's right. On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, we are at PodRelationship.
Yep. Just look for us and follow, retweet, or whatever it is you do to pay attention to us.
Oh, my goodness.
My husband puts up great content related to the podcast.
I sure do. You can help us answer listener situation questions.
You can check out past and present hashtag gay relationship goals.
And you can get updates on relationship-related events and activities.
So grab your phone.
Open up Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Go to the search bar and type in pod relationship and join in on the discussion.
We look forward to interacting with each and every one of you via social media.
We'll see you there.
Bye.